have that resource available. Like, wow, there's a place for this that we can actually get this sent to and have this animal rehabilitated and put back into the wild.
An abandoned seal pup is sent to Seward to recover, and kids in Haines prepare to open their own businesses on Sunday. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Canadian officials have decided that a small herd of wild horses captured near Haines Junction last month will have to be euthanized because of an incurable infectious disease. The report from CBC News North says the five animals have been running free for years in the Canyon Creek area west of Whitehorse. But this winter, they began hanging around the Alaska Highway Corridor and became a traffic hazard. The Canadian Agriculture Department said tests confirm all five animals have a deadly disease called equine infectious anemia. Officials said the disease has no cure. Quarantining the animals is not an option, said Agriculture Supervisor Kevin Bowers. He said the herd was remote enough it likely did not infect other free-ranging horses in the region. At least a dozen more animals in two herds still roam the Tahkeeni Valley west of Whitehorse, Bowers said. An abandoned harbor seal pup found on a Haines beach Wednesday is recovering at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. Tracy Mikowski, who works at the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, found the seal early Wednesday as she walked her dogs along the beach near 1 mile Mud Bay Road, just across from Pyramid Island. She said she noticed a large flock of crows on the beach, and as she approached, she expected to find a dead animal. Instead, she saw a small, light-colored seal moving and wiggling. The pup was in the grass along the high tide mark. Mikowski said she saw no signs of the seal's mother, especially since it was so far from the water. She decided to take the seal to Hark Executive Director Steve Vick. The pair are used to helping dogs or cats, but not usually marine mammals.
Having her show up with a seal pup in her hands was the last thing I was expecting at the time.
They started calling resources around town to try to find help for the pup.
We went through the resources that we had locally, and obviously not a lot of them were up, and then we thought of calling the Sea Life Center in Seward and did the 411 on the cell phone, got their number, called that number, and they actually have a hotline. Press 4 and you can report a stranded or injured animal. So we left a message there, and the guy called us back 2 minutes later. So that was around 7 in the morning, and he assessed the situation in about 3 questions.
Tim Liebling is stranding coordinator with the Sea Life Center. He said the fact that the seal had a white, fluffy coat called lanugo indicated it was likely premature, and that meant it was also likely abandoned.
These animals, when they are born prematurely, their mom, 99% of the time, does abandon them. And they did look around to make sure that there was no other moms in the area and there wasn't any other seals in the area. So with them making the observations and with us, we kind of made that decision that, yes, it was an orphaned pup.
Vic said Liebling told him if they could help get the pup to Juneau, the Sea Life Center would get it to Anchorage and Seward. Vic and Mikowski put the pup in a dog crate and on a flight within 2 hours after she was found. Liebling also told Vic and Mikowski how to keep the seal comfortable.
And that was interesting to learn, actually, when he said to transport it, he made sure that we didn't cover it with a blanket and that it had lots of airflow, which, you know, looking back on it, that makes sense. The water is 50 degrees. This animal is built to stay warm. We don't need to help it. And so we actually had to keep it cool.
They were encouraged to see the pup moving and making noise.
He was very quiet and docile, would hold in your arms like, you know, just very quietly. But every so often, noises or movements, like if we would start the car or if we did a turn, would just kind of, you know, the thing's been alive for 10 hours, so everything's new to it. And it would make its noises and things like that, and we just need to watch.
The seal was met in Juneau by a marine vet who checked it out and gave it some fluids before sending it on a flight to Anchorage. Liebling picked up the pup Wednesday night. He said blood work indicates the pup is healthy and was probably only hours old when it was found. It weighs 6 kilograms, or about 13 pounds. Liebling said she began a diet of Pedialyte and will be tube-fed formula for about 6 weeks. Eventually, she'll move on to milk-based formula and fish gruel until she can start eating whole fish on her own. By the fall, Liebling said the pup could be ready to be released back into the wild somewhere near Haines.
If all things go well, which we expect them to, then we should be able to return her back to the wild sometime in August, September, and we would bring her back down to the original location, whether it's Haines or just outside the area there, and release her, most likely with a satellite tag, so we could track her for anywhere to 8 to 10 months after they've been released.
Vic said he and Mikowski were surprised that the pup will likely survive and return to life in the Lynn Canal. Vic said he expected when Mikowski brought the seal to his house, they would only be able to find a resource that could help humanely euthanize the animal.
We thought at the time was the most probable outcome. But at the same time, if it was going to be euthanized or put down, it was a lot more humane a way to be put down than to be left on a beach and have a death by 1,000 pecks. But we were very surprised when the guy from the Sea Life Center called us. And like I said, he assessed the situation in 3 questions and then said, can you get him to Anchorage? We were like, this is great. We really, it was amazing to have that resource available. Like, wow, there's a place for this that we can actually get this sent to and have this animal rehabilitated and put back into the wild.
Liebling said the Sea Life Center hotline is a resource for anyone who finds an injured or abandoned marine animal anywhere in Alaska.
Can we just remind folks that as the season, as the summer starts coming and animals are starting to pop, if anyone ever does see an injured, stranded, orphaned, or any marine mammal that they are concerned about, we encourage them to call our stranded hotline, and that number is 1-888-774-7325.
You can follow the pup's progress and see photos on the Sea Life's website at alaskasealife.org under rehabilitation. The entrepreneurial spirit will be high on Sunday in Haines. That's when about a dozen lemonade stands will pop up around town in an exercise to teach children about starting, owning, and operating their own business. Lemonade Day is a national event, but this is the first year Haines has taken part. Local coordinator Jan Hill said the Southeast Conference decided to head up the event of Lemonade Day in Southeast Alaska as a way of promoting fundamental lessons about life and success. Hill, a board member of the Southeast Conference, said as a business owner herself, she was especially interested in helping with the event.
I know what it takes to get started, and I just see this as a huge opportunity for our young people to learn how to start a business.
The project is free and provides several materials to each child that participates. They get a backpack with workbooks and lesson plans for organizing all aspects of a business startup, said Hill.
What they learn how to do is set goals, find investors. Let's say they don't have enough money in their savings account or their piggy bank to start their business. They need to find an investor who's willing to loan them the money to get started. There is an actual loan application in the packet of information. They select a site, they can advertise, they build their own store, stand, whatever you want to call that. They have to purchase supplies, make the product, serve customers, tally their receipts, balance their expenses. We hope that this might be an opportunity for them to open a bank account and also to give back to the community. And what has happened in the past is the children are encouraged to spend some of the money, save some of the money, and donate some of the money to a charitable organization in your community.
She said about a dozen children have signed up for Sunday's event. 5-year-old Pacific Ricky has been working on her business plan for over a week. She took a loan from her mom, Kirsten Amon, and she's also had to figure out how to balance expenses for supplies, like cups for the lemonade she's going to sell.
Like, they want more expensive compostable cups or not compostable cups that would be less expensive.
She really wanted the compost because she's very environmentally oriented. And she realized the compostable cups were really expensive. Really, they're $6 for 20. So when she realized she probably needed 40, 60, like who knows how many cups you need. And so that was going to cost like $18.
Instead, she decided to purchase the less expensive cups so she could spend more on ingredients for her homemade organic lemonade. She also saved money by using recycled cardboard for signs and using an old dresser for her stand. She's been practicing how to count money and make change. Hill said she hopes to continue the event next year. This year, she and a few other adults will be going to each stand. The stand with the best decoration and advertisements and the stand with the best tasting lemonade will get a prize from the Haynes Emblem Club. Amon said while the project has been a lot of work for Pacific, she's excited to see how engaging the event is and how it's teaching skills for the long term.
I think they're really just trying to build self-confidence in the kid and get entrepreneurship, so it's super investing local. You know, like, what if you have so many kids who do it, and then what if somebody actually lives in Haynes when they grow up and actually has a business? Or they can take those skills anywhere, though.
Meanwhile, Pacific is planning how to spend her profits. She already has a savings account so she can someday attend the California Maritime Academy and become a ferry boat captain, she said. She's also donating 25% of her profits to the children's reading program at the Haynes Library. In all, she said she hopes to make at least $16 profit.
But if I get more, that's great.
This is Margaret Friedenauer for KHNS News. Visit our news section at khns.org to find links with more information about some of these stories. Thanks for your support.